So let's go through all these things that just happened.
Two shot. There we go.
He sounds tired.
Sounds exhausted.
Yeah.
And he's also really bad
at reading.
I for those of you who think he sounded sick or checked out right there, go back and look at any prepared, like the one just from the other night. Yep. Any prepared speech he's ever read, it's terrible.
Mm-hmm.
He's the worst at it. He's like me. He just looks down and fucking reads off the paper the whole time. So I wouldn't read too much into that. Anyways, the national state of emergency, we all expected.
Mm-hmm.
And what it does is, like he said, it opens up about $50 billion. I think it's called what is the name of that act? Randall Act or something like that, that opens up federal funding to state governments and local municipalities for stuff like this, as well as hospitals. The other salient thing he said about what that little short dude was just talking about relaxing medical rules. So a lot of you who have ever dealt with cross state line medical stuff.
Stafford Act.
A doctor technically has to be licensed in that state to treat you and prescribe medicine, but this relaxes that standard. So you can do teleconference stuff, and then he can prescribe your medicine over the phone. You can go pick it up, or it can be drop shipped to your house. That's okay. What that does.
Gotcha.
Excuse me. The other part about enacting emergency management protocols, this harkens back to, and I just happened to have worked for Homeland Security and done emergency management before. That's why I know this. But during Katrina, Bush and his team didn't do a great job there. Like, Bush wrongly expected all the people in place to be good at their jobs, and they weren't. So I don't think it was really his fault. But they weren't good. And one of the big lessons they learned, and I actually wrote a paper in college about this, was that why try to let FEMA set up a whole new distribution system for supplies and shit like that? Excuse me.
Oh, Dan, you're not quelling anybody's fears here in the audience. Corona boy.
It's fine. Mine's a wet cough.
Oh.
Super wet. It's a cough.
Yummy.
Actually, it's a cough because I smoked a shitload of weed earlier. anyways. Yeah, so basically what it does is they take companies like Walmart, who has a huge distribution network nationwide, Walgreens, same deal. And they say, hey, we're going to fucking subsidize this through you. You do all the work, we'll pay you for it, instead of having to set something up from scratch. That's all it is.
Okay.
That's pretty much it. That's really all that just happened right there.
There was one major thing that I was expecting that didn't happen, though, in this. He did not shut down airlines in the United States.
No. There's no reason to do that.
Okay. Because that was speculation before this started today.
By the way, if you are invested in the stock market right now, go find any publicly traded airline and spend money, because they dipped the last 6 days in a row and they're going to go up tomorrow.
Well, the market right now, and I wonder if this is part of why he pushed this a half hour, because the market closes at 4.
Yeah.
So
that's why I said tomorrow.
Right. So during the point where right before he went on to right now, the market has currently risen 500 more points. It is up to 1,400 points going up right now.
You got 10 minutes.
I wonder if he did that knowing that the closing bell was coming up and was just like, hey, man, for investors.
Well, that and wrangling these 9 fucking dickholes that were on stage is not easy either.
His Apple is up 10% right now.
I'm telling you.
The last 30 minutes.
If you have money in a fucking brokerage account right now, call your broker and tell him to put all of it into airlines, because those specifically are going to go up between now and Wednesday probably. It's like usually a 3 to 4 day drag.
Oof. American Airlines is currently at $14 a share.
There you go.
It went up 50 cents. So
I bet it's, I mean, like, now there's no time. There's only 9 minutes left in the trading day.
Right.
But Monday, like, if you can get if you can.
Right. Well, you have the entire weekend. Well, it could be good or bad, and I'll tell you why. Because something could fucked up happen this weekend that could change it to go.
Just wait until Sunday night, then.
It's a tough risk right now. But, God, American Airlines, $14. So I used to own American Airlines stock about 4.5 years ago.
Yeah.
And it was right around 48 at the time.
It's been so up and down.
Yeah.
Like, that airline specifically, American, has been up and down. United has taken
It's real shitty as well.
Yeah, it is.
Minus the coronavirus.
United has taken some hits from dragging people off planes and shit like that. But American just keeps having weird issues. I don't know what their deal is. But right now, if I were you, I would go put money into airlines.
All right, you heard it from Dan.
That's a short. That's a short term play. They're at 14 right now, or 14.50 right now. For American?
Dan Holloway's opinions are his of his own and not the opinions of Drinking Bros Podcast. We have to legally say that for you.
We don't.
So we put that out there.